SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. A memorial for Charlie Kirk is taking place at this hour inside State Farm Stadium in Arizona. Charlie Kirk's wife, Erica, says her husband was fully sold out for Christ.
When you say, "Here I am, Lord, use me," God will take you up on that. And he did with Charlie.
Vice President J.D. Vance also honored his slain friend.
You know, I can't help but think that they tried to silence my friend Charlie Kirk. They tried to silence our dear friend Charlie Kirk. And today, tonight, we speak with Charlie and for Charlie louder than ever.
Vice President J.D. Vance went on to say, even in death, Charlie Kirk brought glory to God.
The evil murderer who took Charlie from us expected us to have a funeral today, and instead, my friends, we have had a revival in celebration of Charlie Kirk and of his Lord Jesus Christ.
President Trump has announced he will award Ben Carson the Presidential Medal of Freedom. This marks the third such award Trump has announced this month. Trump made the announcement yesterday in a speech during an event at Mount Vernon for the American Cornerstone Institute, which Carlson founded. Carson, a former neurosurgeon and 2016 presidential candidate, served as Housing and Urban Development Secretary during Trump's first term. The Medal of Freedom is the nation's highest civilian honor, recognizing individuals for significant contributions to the U.S. Trump has already announced two other recipients, Rudy Giuliani and Charlie Cook. This is SRN News. How religious is your state?
According to a detailed ranking compiled by the Pew Research Center, Mississippi is the most religious state in the nation. 50% of its residents can be considered highly committed to their faith. South Carolina comes in second, followed by South Dakota, Louisiana, and Tennessee. At the other end of the spectrum, Vermont is the least religious state, followed by New Hampshire, Maine, the District of Columbia, and Nevada. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Attorney General for New South Wales, Australia, confirms that a new anti-conversion law does ban prayer for children who are struggling with homosexuality. When asked for clarification, Michael DeLay explains that the law does not prevent teaching or practicing religion, but does forbid any prayer-based practice to change or suppress someone's sexual orientation. This is SRN News. Day and night will get equal time for a very brief moment as the equinox arrives.
The Earth will experience about the same amount of day and night on Monday when the autumnal equinox arrives. From there, the northern hemisphere will plunge into fall as nights get ever longer, and the southern hemisphere will head to summer. Solstices are the opposite. They happen in December and March when the Earth is tilted most strongly toward or away from the sun. So day and night are very different lengths. Keith Peters, Washington.
Sonny Curtis has passed away. The vintage rock and roller who wrote both the rebel anthem "I Fought the Law" and the theme to the Mary Tyler Moore Show was 88. Curtis was a childhood friend of Buddy Holly and early member of his band The Crickets. Starting as a teen, he co-wrote songs, hundreds of them, from "I'm No Stranger to the Rain" and "Walk Right Back." More details at srnnews.com.